Online Podcast 207. Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Online Podcast. This is the
Bon Voyage
episode. Bon Voyage episode. Hello, hello. How are you? How exciting. I don't know when you'll be listening to this, but definitely sometime over the weekend or what are you doing, boy? And or Monday, as I usually post this on Monday, but I think I'm gonna have to post this earlier because I'm leaving to Malaysia.
Bon voyage.
Exactly. And so several things on the way home. I went and that my mom likes the almond nuts that we get from Costco, and she enjoyed that, and so I went over to Costco again. Hint hint, Costco sponsor. Yeah, right, sponsor a show with 500 listeners is not really like a good thing. But anyway, oh, talking about good things. So many good things happening to Penang Hokkien. Right now, let me see. I have made a list for packing. And while I was doing that, I have Omni Outliner as my list maker. And as I was doing that, I was like, oh, maybe I should try using this as my show notes. So I have a show notes, not show notes, but like kind of like a guide and outline so I don't forget about things. And I made one for my show as well. So besides that, since there are several things that happened after I created the list, and I keep adding to that, and I have like 8 items on the list, and I have several more that came to my mind on the way home from work. Today's Friday. I'm recording this on Friday. So anyway, on the way home, I went over to Costco, right? And then went over to Walgreens to get this indigestions sort of medication. Well, not medication, but it's like this pill that my mom really liked. And so I'm going to buy an extra one for her. So I also went to get while I was at the drugstore, I was also buying my hair gel thing. Not hair gel, I like to use this wax for my hair. And I bought that and bought a facial moisturizer. Oh, completely, you don't need to know that. But anyway, so I bought that, and while I was doing that, I was also looking for cards. As you may know, and I may have told you this, or maybe not, I am going to be gone during the month of April. No, woo! Oh, where's my bon voyage? Wait, there you go.
Bon voyage.
Yeah. And as I was... buying the stuff, I also look at cards, because in the month of February, not only am I going to be missing Bruce's birthday, I will also be missing Valentine's Day. So I feel kind of bad, and so I've been thinking ahead and see what I'll be doing. So I got him cards for his birthday as well as Valentine's Day, and I'll get his presents on the after I come back from the trip, because there are several things that I want to give him, but he doesn't really know what he wants. He needs to think about it. So he likes to build train sets, so there are several things I can think of that he might like. So I'm gonna let him think about that through the vacation, and so we'll celebrate his birthday after, but I'm going to give him the cards now. Now, the reason why I can tell you this is because I plan to give him in a moment, after he get of work tonight, I'll give him the cards. So it's not going to be like ruining a surprise or anything. Not that he listens. Oops, excuse me, burp. Sorry.
Bon voyage.
Exactly. And so, so those were the things that I would like to talk about. And besides that, I'm going to have to start packing. And I don't like packing a lot. Well, in fact, I don't like packing in any bit. I just, you know, I'm so concerned about it. Because first, well, even I know that I'm going to be going to my parents' condo, and I know that I'll have absolutely everything. And even if I don't have everything, I can go buy it. And so it's probably going to be not as bad. But you know, I have a lot of crap to carry. I have a lot of my audio equipment that I need to carry for my recording, and a lot of those knickknacks and hoo-ha and doodah. Plus, I'm also buying a purse for my friend. And I cannot believe how much this thing costs. I bought a purse for her. Well, she, you know, she asked me to buy one for her because apparently it's cheaper here in the United States. It's Coach, the handbag purse store Coach. And of course, I've never stepped into the store before, and I just stepped in there because she wanted one, and I went in there and looking for a bag that she wanted, and they were out of, they don't have that particular model anymore. So they ordered it for me and sent it over to my office. And so that was done very quickly and very, very efficient. But it was a $380 bag. Oh my gosh. So the only concern of mine is, and hopefully none of the airport thieves would listen to this, is I have a Coach bag that is like almost $400, and I'm going to be checking it in. Should I check it in, or should I just carry it with me? Because I don't know. I don't want to carry it with me because it's kind of big, and I already have my computer and my all that other stuff, so I don't know. I don't want to carry it with me. But so I'm a little concerned about it going missing. So, because I heard, I've never experienced this, but I've heard that people in airport in Malaysia sometimes can be very sneaky. And I'm not just saying in Malaysia, but that's what somebody told me. But it could probably happen here also, is people steal stuff. So I'm hoping that it won't get stolen. And even if it does get stolen, I hope that my friend would pay me back. Because that's a big chunk of change. Oh my God. And so, gosh, I want to quickly go through all the things that I wrote down. You know, I have kind of like a list that's kind of mishmash of things. So, oh gosh, all those stuff. Oh yeah, this is, I don't know, this is a fat story that I want to tell you. And it's kind of dumb. That's a problem, you know, with writing a list is, it doesn't flow as naturally as I want it to be. Oh, but no, anyway, let me talk about flight first. So on the way to Malaysia, wait, let me do this. Every time I say something wrong or I don't like, I'll do this.
Bon voyage.
Exactly. So I have requested an upgrade. Well, it took me a long time. The airlines that I'm flying, EVA Air, this is Taiwanese Airlines, and they have this class called Economy Deluxe, which is slightly higher than an economy class and not so much a business class. So sort of a pretty much a nicer economy class. And so this is what we do. We always transfer points from one person to another. My brother transferred points for me from the points that he collected, the mileage that he collected last time, and then I'll use it this time, and then I'll fly, and then I'll earn the points, and I'll transfer back the points for him. So we constantly are recycling our points that way. And of course, when the online, you can do it online. At one time, I tried to do it online, and their online system was down. They were doing some upgrade, and it was taking months, and so I have to do it by fax. So it was very, very cumbersome. So, and then I went back online just 2 weeks ago, and I realized that, oh my gosh, they've already fixed it. I can actually transfer points. So I realized, however, that you have to have a nominee list in order to transfer the points to the person on the list. And obviously, my brother does not have me on the list because he only has like one person, which is my father, my dad. And the only reason why he's on there is because we did the request form through fax last time to transfer points over to my father. And of course, my dad didn't use it because they didn't get an upgrade. So he didn't use the points. So I transfer his points. I know this is so confusing, but this back to my brother. So all you have to know is I'm going to have to transfer the points to me so that I can use it, right? And I call and no, I requested it online. It says that check back in a few business days, blah, blah, blah. And I read somewhere that, I glanced through somewhere that it says something about 60 days. I didn't really quite read that. And so I went back there and I was talking to, and then I called back. I said, you know, last week around Thursday or Wednesday, I called and requested for the point transfer to add me to the list, and it's still not there. And so I was wondering what's going on. And so I called, I hate my microphone doing this. Hang on just a sec. I'm going to pause because I cannot stand my microphone doing that. Hang on. Okay, now much better now. And it's my compressor thing. And so I called the airlines and asking them, why is it not done yet? And then she said, no, if you want to have it done quickly, you have to fax it in. We cannot do that for you. It would take 60 days. Well, you know, some Taiwanese gal. And so I was so pissed off. I yelled at her. I said, this is unacceptable. I said, you know, I've tried to do this through fax and it took forever. And now that your online system is back up and you're telling me that it's going to take 60 days to do that, it's unacceptable. And so I was yelling and she's like, no, there's nothing I can do. So I kept yelling. I was really, really angry. And I yelled and yelled. And of course, you know me, I don't get angry very often. So when I do, you better be careful. And so I was yelling at the top of my lungs and I was screaming into the phone. And she said, oh, okay, please wait. So she went away and then she came back and she said, oh, no, it's my mistake. I can do it in one day. So obviously I managed to get my points transferred and also called and get my upgrade. So I get to fly, but I have to yell though. I mean, I've never really raised my voice over the phone all that much.
Bon voyage.
Yes. And so it was just, you know, awful that I have to do that to get my upgrade. So that's kind of sad. But anyway, but I got mine. And so I was talking to a friend of mine online and I was telling him that how much I like to be able to fly business class from here. First class even better, but business class from LA over to over to Taipei. And it would be really nice because the last time I went back over Christmas, they actually upgraded me to business class and it was fucking great. That's the only way I can express it. It was really, really wonderful. Can you imagine 12 hours in a business class seat and service? I mean, I think they in the first class, they must wipe your ass for you because it is so good. All the dishes come in like six different courses and then it comes in real china and it doesn't come in a tray. It comes one course at a time. It was superb. I was so happy. And so this time, I don't think I'm going to get that, but if I do, I'm going to be screaming. And so, I don't think I will, but if I do, it'll be great. I wish, I do, I hope. And so, and I was telling Steve, actually, that how much I long for that sort of upgrade. I would even consider posting a naked picture of me on the web. No, not naked. A shirtless picture. Yeah, I did say naked, though. But of course, that's not going to happen. Even if I get the upgrade, I'm not going to do that. But you know, if they tell me, like, you know, take off your clothes and I'll upgrade you, I would even consider doing that. So that's how desperate and nice the upgrade is. So anyway. So let's see. What else on my list? On my list, let's see how much it is. How much time? Oh my gosh, I don't have a lot of time. And of course, I have a recording schedule, hopefully, with a podcast, Penang Hokkien listener in a moment, too. But I'm going to play, how about I'm going to play some messages that I receive. This is a message rather long from one of my listeners, Yu Xian.
I'm calling from Melbourne again. I know you're going back to Malaysia.
She probably would scold me for playing this message, but I don't care.
I just want to wish you have a safe trip back.
Thank you.
Have a good time in Penang. I'm so jealous. I'm so envious of you.
She's from Penang, too.
But
she's been a long-time listener.
I just know, maybe you still remember, I moved back to Melbourne again, and I started a new job, so it is impossible to ask for a leave when I just started the job. So, yeah, otherwise, I would love to attend the gathering, or so you call it
reunion
yes.
But she also, she listens, she's a bi-podcast listener.
Time, and yeah, it would be so fun and exciting, like, I mean, seeing everyone in person. I mean, you've been talking to them over the phone or the Skype and doing the podcast together online, but, you know, seeing each other face-to-face is completely different, and, yeah, it would be so fun, and, oh, damn it, I wish I can be there. Hopefully, there'll be next time.
Yeah.
What else do I want to say? No, I just want to wish you have a good trip.
Well, thank
I'm so
you.
Jealous. Remember, last time when you went back to Malaysia, and, I went back as well the month after you, and now you're going back again, but yeah, I didn't get to go back. I miss home and the food, of course, and everything back in Penang and Malaysia. So, yeah, we should have a good time. And
I
yeah,
will
have
do that. Have
a bad experience in the KLIA toilet.
KLIA
yeah,
toilet,
take
yes.
Care. Bye.
I'm going to probably do a podcast because I have a lot of time in KL while I wait for my next flight to go from KL back to Penang. So I'll probably do some podcasts in the bathroom because it's horrible. It's horrible. And so now I'm going to play a message from Ramble. Maybe we'll come back to this. We'll come back to this Ramble Redhead's message. But next thing I want to talk to you about is, as promised, if somebody asks for why I betrayed my friend, do you know on my website I posted an online widget for your dashboard if you're on a Mac, and of course thanks to VJ from vjnet.blogspot.com, I think you can go to vjnetcast or vjcast. Let me try this vjnetcast.com. Maybe it's vjnetcast. Let me check. You can, is it, yes, it's vjnetcast.com. It will just refer you to the same address, vjnet.blogspot.com. And so I will, oh gosh, I'm going to need to add links to this. Okay, fishy tag and, fishy tag and who else? Oh, vjnet, okay. And so, anyway, so my friend built this widget for me, and as for my, for Christmas, and so I posted it on the website, so if you want to go download it, you can, but VGNet pointed out that I actually have the wrong link, so it didn't really work, but now it does, because I already fixed the bad link, but anyway, so in that post, because I blog also, you know, every once in a while I do blog. So if you just only listen to the podcast, sometimes you might want to check the website as well, onlinepodcast.com. And so on January 25th, I posted the widget, and I also mentioned in there that a friend of mine whom I betrayed, and then I put in parentheses, explanation comes if you guys want to know. And obviously, nobody care. Well, not nobody, but nobody asked for it. So I just, you know, last show, I said that, oh, nobody asked for it, so I'm not going to explain it. And then, of course, Michael from, oh gosh, another link. Let me write that down. I'm trying to be efficient here. QCast Connecticut. QCast. QCastCT, what is their website? QCastCT.blogspot.com. Michael asks, okay, I'll ask, he says, how did you betray your friend? So tell me more, tell me more. He says, tell me more, tell me more. Oh, you big fairy. Oh, you big hairy whore. I just made it up. So anyway, so let's go back to that. Why did I betray my friend? So some of you may know that I was using Bluehost for my hosting for a while. Well, not for like maybe about 2-3 years. And then 2 years maybe. I don't know. And right now I am not on Bluehost anymore. So Brad, I'm not on Bluehost anymore. I've moved my site over to dreamhost.com. And I haven't really put the link on my website yet. I plan to create a page of all the services and software and websites that I use the services to produce my podcast. So I plan to do that in the future, sometime when I have time. And so I did a I switched over to Dreamhost, and so now I'm on Dreamhost. And who introduced me to Dreamhost, which is this friend of mine, Matt, and he introduced me to Dreamhost. And so he said that, you know, there's like a, I don't know what, $50 discount, something that he can give me if I put in his code, right? So while I was doing that, I emailed him. I emailed him and said, you know, what is your code again? I want to do this. So while I was waiting for his response, I just do a search, right, for the code. For the web hosting. And then I found out that there is another code that's going to give me $97 discount. And I think 1 year service is probably, it's probably like, I don't even know how much it is, but it's like $10 or something a year. No, not that. I mean, $10 a month is, yeah, $9.95 or something for a month. So it's going to end up costing me like $120-some. However, with, that's right. No, it's $7.95. So it's cheaper than that. So $8 a year. And you get $97 discount. That's superb. I only pay like $20 for my, or $14 maybe. I don't remember. So of course, being the whore that I am, and being the money face that I am, I didn't use my friend's code and I used the $97 code. So that's why I betrayed him. And when I saw him at work, the first thing he told me was, I was talking to him and then I said, oh, I'm sorry, Matt. I just said that. And he said, yes, you whore. Oh, that cracked me up. So anyway, so that was from Matt. Thank you so much for creating the beta version of my widget. And hopefully we'll get the full release out soon, also in the future. So now, what else do I want to talk about? That was that. Yeah. Okay. Now let's go back to Ramble Redhead's comment that he sent in. And this is regarding show number 200. Of course, he's a little bit behind, but at least he go back and catch up on some on the shows. I usually don't. If I miss on something, I just kind of skip over unless it's really good or if it has my name in it. I want to see if what people are talking about me. But anyway, right now, listen to Ramble Redhead's message.
Hey, John. This is Tom, a.k.a. the Ramble Redhead. Just wanted to leave you a quick message. I know I left your message regarding.
Sorry, Rebel Redhead. I always do that because he has this thing. If you listen to my podcast, if you listen to QCast Connecticut, if you listen to Archer, his message is always the same. So I find that very cute. He has like a structure. like a script almost, or intro and outro that's exactly the same.
The show, and I just want to say congratulations. And
thank you on my 200th show. That is.
Getting behind on a lot of podcasts, I finally listened to your 200th show today, and I really wish that I could have been part of it by talking about,
but you still
can. You know, why I got into podcasting and what my goals were.
Go ahead and tell us now.
If I can just give you that answer, I don't know if you'll put this on the show, but I just want to say that my biggest inspiration was that I clearly remember listening to Wanda Wisdom.
You mean it wasn't me? Let me play some Wanda Wisdom song. And of course, somebody commented too. Somebody from my website. I don't remember who now. Whoop, the person's going to hate me. Or emailed me. Michael or, somebody. Please remind me. You know, I've been really busy. So, oh, my damn microphones. Let me fix that right now. There you go. Now it's okay now. Somebody commented about the music was really great on Wanda Wisdom, but of course, the version that she's playing now, Wanda Wisdom is playing now, is not really my version. Of course, I sang it, but the original version is actually, I'll play it for you. But the version that you listened to was actually some musician actually recreate that for her. So let's see if I can play the original theme song. This is the original as how I was written. I mean, I don't really mind the other person actually redo a version for her because it's better. So listen to this.
There's a name Wanda.
Whoops, that's the only vocal version. Where the hell is it? Wanda Bumpa, Wanda Capra, this one maybe.
There's a drag queen named Wanda. She's got a popular radio show. Her name is Wanda Wisdom. Wanda Wisdom. She's the biggest lucky bitch. I know a drag queen named Wanda. She's got a popular radio show. It's Lucky Bitch with Wanda Wisdom. It's Lucky Bitch Radio.
Okay, so you all heard that before. If you listen to Wanda, you know that the version that she's playing now is different. That's because somebody else rearranged the music. Of course, I wrote this. I wrote the music. I wrote the lyrics for it. But the musician actually rearranged it. So the person that commented about the instruments in there, it's not really me. But let's listen to
her talking about herself. And then I remember clearly one day that she talked about how if you feel you have a unique voice and you want to share it, that you should do your own podcast. And so I decided to do it, and I did some investigating and started. And then the whole show was kind of be similar to yours and the Archers and Nick's and things like that. I just simply talked about myself. But then, like, episode number nine, it totally changed the direction of the show where I began to do interviews with people who are part of the GLBT community and just hearing their stories and the struggles that they went through and the successes they've had, and it just snowballed from there, and it's become one of the best parts of my life is by doing this podcast. And so I guess the benefit of that is that I get to meet wonderful, truly marvelous people, and I've been able to benefit from this, and I got to meet a lot of wonderful artists and as well as my fellow podcasters that are in the world, all over the world, and people like Wanda and Reagan and Fausto and Mark and Archer and Mark and you and Nick and Paris and
Marcus and Chef.
So many of the wonderful shows that I listen to have really inspired me, to kept motivating me
and to continue doing the show that
I do. And like yourself, there's times where you really, do you want to continue? And I just have to say that every time I feel that way, then a listener sends me a wonderful email and tell me how he was inspired by one of my shows.
I call it the fuel.
He really appreciated what I did. And I just want to thank you for your wonderful show, and it's been a wonderful inspiration to me as well. And I do hope that you continue to do this and not to, stop. And again, I just want to thank you for all you've done and being a mentor to many of us. And I truly, truly, truly wish you all the best. And I hope what you said about the odd-numbered years is wrong. And I hope it's wrong for me, too, because 2005 sucked a big time. And I certainly hope that 2007 will be a great year for all of us. So I hope so, too.
Thank you so much, Rainbow Redhead. You're so sweet. Thank you very much for the message. And, of course, that was Rainbow Redhead over at rainbowredhead.com. That's Tom from Rainbow Redhead. And so now I've touched this and I've touched that. And I'm just checking, putting a check list on things that I've done. Okay, anyway, I want to talk about, I'm going to give Amit a big shout out to Amit from the UK. The reason, I'll probably play a little bit. I hope Amit doesn't mind. It's not the final version yet, but Amit is getting married, and Amit is a podcaster friend of mine, and he used to podcast, not no longer, but he's still a listener. And so he asked me to sing a song I think it was after my Christmas song, I think, that he asked me to, maybe can I record a song so that he can play it on his wedding day. And, you know, there are several songs that he gave me, and one of the songs I already know. And so I went over to, again, illegally, well, I'm not really selling anything, but I recorded the song so that he can actually play it on his wedding. It's not done yet. It's kind of rough still because I, you know, did it in 1 hour, but I want him to listen to it to see if he likes it. And I'll play some of it for you, clips, snippets of it for you here.
Maybe it's intuition.
So it's a Savage Garden
song. Just don't question. Like in your eyes, I see my future in an instant. And there it goes. I think I found my best friend. I know that it might sound more than a little crazy, but I loved you before I met you.
So of course I did the backups also. I love doing backups. So I'm going to skip over to the end of the song because I like the ending. And key change. Oh shit! Started from the beginning again. But anyway, so that was it. That was the stuff that I did over an hour, really. A quick recording for Amit, and I hope you like it, Amit. And I hope that what's the name, Ashita, like it as well. And so it was good chatting with you. I chat with you the other day at work over my lunch break. Amit, so thank you. Let's see what time it is. Oh my lord, it's almost half hour. I almost want to post this show as a stereo show. Maybe I should. So it's going to be big, and therefore I don't want to talk too much about I don't want to talk too much now. So I quickly to wrap up, I will let's talk about this while we're talking about singing thing. Two nights I was watching American Idol, just, you know, sitting down having dinner, and I was watching American Idol with Bruce, and you know, they were going through all this audition round, so everybody's horrible. Well, not everybody. They try to show a lot of the very bad people. Obviously, by ratio, it really is true that probably most people are not that good, and the ones they picked are better, really good. So I was watching American Idol, and I was talking through this. Well, no, first of all, Nick Thomas mentioned one time, I believe, I don't know when he mentioned that, maybe on one of his own shows, probably. Oh, I cannot talk to you more about Nick. Nick's show, if you haven't listened to it, you have to. It's at nickthomas.org, and then you click on, I believe it's what, Nick Speaks or something. Let me check. It's at nickthomas.org, and then I'll put the link there. And he has, if you're gay, and if you don't mind listening to gay, very honest gay discussion, well, not discussion, because he talks about himself, but the amount of sharing that he's doing, he probably thinks that it's nothing. He probably thinks it's, you know, Nick Speak. Nick Speak is, if you go to nickthomas.org and then click on Nick Speak, you will be able to go to Nick Thomas's show. And he probably thinks not much of his podcast, but I can tell you, it's quite honest, and it's sort of in your face in a very gentle way. It just is, you know, his life, and he's sharing a very, very deep part of his life to some people, well, to all his listeners. And his sound was good. His audio. Maybe I should play an episode of that. Let's see if we can listen to this. I'm going to play an episode, the latest episode, the story of Jesse. That story really touched me. I mean, it is so good. Let's see if it plays here. So it's downloading now on his website. So check that out and see. I'm going to see if it will play right now.
Do Today is Thursday, February 1st, 2007. My name is Nick Thomas, and you're listening to the Nick Thomas Podcast.
So that's his intro, and I just think it's, I don't know, it's one of the most, it's probably one of the best podcasts I've listened to for a long time. Now, you know, I like and I favor those kind of life journal type of podcasts, and I think his, it's one of the best ones I've heard for a while. So I'm not just saying this just because he, you know, he's a listener. Frankly, I really haven't listened much of his show. I know I listened to snippets of it, but I had not subscribed to it. And so it's, I'm subscribed now because it is so touching. It is so good. And good in the sense that, well, audio quality, it's good. You heard it.
Hello, everybody. Let's listen to Welcome this. To me, Nick Thomas, the Nick Thomas Thursday show. And I wanted to do the show. I'm really doing this, recording this one a little earlier than I normally do because
so now he goes into talking about his shows and prepping for a show and then go into the detail. But the detail, the bits and pieces that I really like was when he shared story about Jesse, this person.
So we got in a car and we were driving around and everything. And I asked him, well, you know, it's early. I haven't had breakfast. You want to go have breakfast with me? And he said, you know, sure. So we ended up going through the drive-thru.
I won't give you the whole story. There was like a part of his Jesse story. So it was really captivating. He's a very good storyteller and I really enjoy his voice. And I just think it's very honest and it's very good. If you like that kind of life journal story type deal, he has a very interesting life experience and also current, you know, life experience. You know, he talk about very openly about his HIV test, you know, because he had had sex with people and sometimes without protection. So he actually did a podcast on show number 37, Positive or Negative. And so you have to go check it out. The ones that I listen to are really good. And so I'm pretty certain that the rest are as good. So go check it out. It's one of my favorite podcasts currently because it just touched me. It's very personal and it's very honest and it's very genuine and I really, really love it. So that's Nick. But anyway, that was a big turnaround to talk about Nick Thomas talking about me joining American Express. Hello. American Idol. I did call my credit card companies, though. Thanks for those of you who reminded me. Many of you did. Thank you so much. And Nick Thomas asked, I don't know, on his show or on Archer's show, that why am I not joining American Idol? And so I just said, American Express. There are a few explanations here. One is, gosh, it's long. One is, it's that I'm too old. They have an age limit of 28, I believe, and I am 32, soon to be 33. In fact, it will be less than 2 months before I turn 33. So, Nick, that's the reason why I do not join. But the main reason is I have been in competitive singing for several years for a few years when I was younger, when I was in my teens. I started competitive singing when I was probably 14 or 15 years old. And I move on through, you know, school within the school and also inter school and in a Penang region and even the Malaysian singing contest. I've been to several auditions and competitions. So that's all in the past. And once I come over here, I sort of have built this semi-professional, not even close to being paid semi-professional, but I do go out and perform at various locations. And so it's becoming more than just a hobby anymore. And I don't think I want to really put myself through that sort of humiliation. Even though I know that I have a better than average voice, and that's the only thing that I can say without feeling like being modest about it, because, you know, I have been singing for a long time, and I do get response from audiences that my voice is not bad. So the one thing that I can do best is probably singing, and that's the only thing that I can say without cringe. And so that, because of that, and I already have an established sort of fan base, and my singing fans are all over 65, most of them, at the places that I perform, and also churches and all that. So anyway, so that is the reason why I don't feel like I want to compete anymore. I think I'm over that. I am over, you know what they're going to talk about? Even if I know that I have a good voice when I go in there, they're going to tell me that I don't look like a star. So that is what I expect to happen. So I don't want to go through that. I already have a lot of self-esteem issues every once in a while with my fat and all. And so I don't think that I can rationalize going through that sort of torment. I hate it. I hate audition in general. No matter what, for American Idol or for American Express, it doesn't matter. I just hate auditions because maybe I'm afraid of rejection. Maybe I just want to do my own thing. I have my own style. I have my own singing thing. I just don't want other people to tell me whether or not I can be big or what. I enjoy doing the singing, and I enjoy doing the singing no matter how big the performance is for, and how small the performance is. And so I'm still really enjoying my singing at this point. As you know, I've done several theme songs for people, and also do some recordings. So I really enjoy this. I don't need to have American Idol to make me big, because I think I'm already fat. because I feel like there's not, I don't really need that sort of affirmation. All I need to do is just to do my own thing. So, Nick, that was essentially the better reason why I do not join that. Even if I'm under 28, I may not go put myself through that. So I know this is going too long, and there are several things that I wrote down that I haven't gone into, and I will probably do that in the future. And so I'll come back to this. I hope this is not too boring and not too weird, because I really am following an outline that I jot down over the week. So I hope you all will be doing great. And the next time you hear from me will be me in Malaysia, or on the trip. I try to do as many shows as possible and post as many audio clips as possible. That would also mean that I may not be posting a more, quote, show, because it'll be more of the raw stuff. Because I would rather put out the audio for you to hear it, more than putting the intro outro just because I have to. So episode numbers may not even be there. So sorry for my blind listeners. If you don't hear that from now on until whenever I put out the actual show, I would probably not do intros announcing which what episode number and all that. So, but you should know. You should know that from a very brief moment, you should know which recording this is from, because it will be different. And so I'll be talking to you when I'm in Malaysia, I believe. Yeah, definitely, because I'll be doing the recordings, and the only time I can post the recordings are probably when I get home to my mom's condo. So I'll be posting from there, and for those of you whom I see every day, my hubby, it's really kind of sad. You know, I know he doesn't listen to this, but it pains me a little, maybe a lot, to have to leave my hubby behind and go to this trip. I'm excited about this trip. That's going to be a lot of excitement, and Bruce wants me to have fun too. It's just that the thought of, leaving him at the airport and all that, it's just very difficult. I want to cry almost. And so that's that. And also those of you whom I see online all the time, you won't be seeing me online for a while, until I will be arriving in Malaysia on Tuesday evening. So it would probably be very early morning of Tuesday for you here, maybe 4 a.m. on Tuesday in the United States of America. So, oh, one of the good news that I didn't tell you is I will be having the reunion, right? We call it the reunion. It's more like a get-together party thing for the Penang Hokkien listeners. But I've submitted my proposal to this group called the Lestari Heritage Network. It is a network of heritage preservation sort of projects. And one of them is Penang, in Penang. And they have this project called Little Penang Street Market, where they have artists, performers doing traditional things, calligraphy or paintings or singing or any sort of culturally related to Penang sort of stuff. They sort of feature you there. And I submitted that through the recommendation of my cousin, Catherine in Malaysia. And so she just wrote me a few minutes ago. I went online and saw her email. She said that I was approved and I will have a slot for the Little Penang Street Market. So you'll be hearing me talking about that too in the future, because in the very near future, because they will have a press conference actually a week before that. So I'm going to have some little time to talk about my podcast, Penang Hokkien, again. And I'm very excited about that. And hopefully that would turn out fine, I hope. And I will be announcing that to the Penang Hokkien listeners right after this recording. So thank you so much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope that you will have a wonderful week while you wait for my post from Malaysia. So thank you so much for listening. And bon voyage! Bon voyage! Bon voyage!
Bon voyage!
Bon voyage! So,
bon voyage!
Oh yes, thank you. I'll talk to you when I talk to you next from Malaysia, okay? Take care and don't forget to smile, ladies and gentle horse. Bye-bye! Langit biru kita.